Crosstalk Radio is sponsored in part by Love Work Recording Studios. Whether you need recording or mixing and mastering services, Love Work is all about quality and customer service. Check them out at theloveworkstudios.com or give them a call at 678-953-2170.
Hey, this is Erica Combo, and you're listening to Crosstalk Radio with Big Pudge and Steph Swig, where the talk is real and raw.
Talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephant in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
Crosstalk Radio.
Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan, all the way to the Netherlands.
We coming through like it's season two. Hit you with the crosstalk, yeah, you know how we do. Changing the world one show at a time. We the salt of the earth, bringing light to your mind. Universal conversations. We appreciate the love we got back from every nation. Really, it's an honor that y'all listen to us. Cause Big Pudge and Steph Swig will give it to you. Transparency, spiritually, life lessons and politics, the ultimate greed. What I'm saying ain't no boundaries. When we at this table, bringing awareness to the things we see. So rest yourself and enjoy the show. You're guaranteed to be intrigued by this Crosstalk Radio.
Oh, oh. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands.
Welcome back to Crosstalk Radio. This is your man, Big Pudge.
This is Steph Swig.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love it. I know you don't really hear me do the intro often, you know.
You say that a lot, and then you always come in and screw it up and do something weird and crazy.
That's right. It's from the norm, you know.
Look,
what I'm saying?
Screw you, Pudge. They hear you. This episode is sponsored in part by Love Work. They hear that every time before the show starts.
I am not the one who puts that.
So they hear you before
you even. Maybe it's because my sound bite is a little better. I mean, you know. I'm not the reason why that's there.
We're going to get that with change. We're going to get that. I got to redo mine anyway.
Rob, he trying to come for you on the slick, man.
Nah,
he told me
to redo mine a long time ago, and I haven't done it.
See, so whose fault is that?
Either way, my point is, you get heard first on every episode either way.
Why is it? Welcome back to Crosstalk, man. This is your man, Steph Swig. That's what we hear every time.
That's right. That's right. Hate much.
I was just saying hate much.
Yeah.
I gotta use that one.
Anyway.
We got a great show for you again coming up. That's how he does it, John.
Is this just Steph Swig impression?
Yes. Right. We got a great show coming up for you. Oh, man. I'm right, sorry, y'all. So I'll be tickled every time. Like, he never switches up. Every time, like, he never switches up.
That's right.
He just like Russell Simmons.
Thank you for coming out.
God bless you. Good night.
I switch up every now and then. Sometimes I say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Crosstalk.
He does switch up with ladies and gentlemen instead of just welcome back. Yeah. All right.
So what's the topic since you over here? Is this about how Stephen enters the show? But we got a real topic today, Pudge.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a great show for you today. All right, y'all. I'm sorry. I was perfectly waiting. We have a pre-talk. We had this whole long pre-talk. I ain't telling him I was going to do none of this since we started the show.
You know what? For now, I'm just going to do my own intro separately. Edit your parts out. But anyway.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, we have a great show for you lined up today.
There you go. Lined up. That's
lined
the word.
Great show. We got a dope song at the end of the episode for you.
Oh, man.
Anyway. So, seriously, though, we got a topic. This one's about Sodom and Gomorrah. So, we want to talk about this because there's a lot of people who tend to have to understand that the reason that God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah was because of homosexuality. Mm-hmm. I don't particularly think the scriptures support that by any means. I do think God is against homosexuality, along with a lot of other sins, but I don't think that's the reason that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't find anything in the scriptures to support that. Actually, I found scriptures to contradict that, in a sense. Mm-hmm. There's no scriptures that support homosexuality, but there's no scriptures saying that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of homosexuality. All right. Pudge, do you have anything before I dive on in with the scriptures?
All right, well, are you going to read? Because I want everybody don't know. No, read as in actually read, like...
Interpret the words as they come across the screen? What?
No, we're actually read the scripture.
Okay.
I feel like this is not one where you just point out the scripture.
No, I was going to read the scriptures.
As far as the story goes, you know, people need it. Because we're not going to just assume that everybody knows the actual story.
Okay, well, little backstory, Sodom and Gomorrah. But cities that God destroyed in the Bible, he told his prophet that he was going to destroy the cities, and the prophet went back and forth with God, and like God said, he asked him, if I could find, because the prophet felt like God was going to destroy the city and kill righteous people with the sinners, basically. Mm-hmm. So the prophet was like, God, what if I could find 50 righteous people, would you not destroy the city? And God said yes, and they went back and forth with God. Then the God said, if you find 45, would you spare the city? And God said yes. So it got all the way down to 10, and then so here we are. That's where the story picks up. Sorry. Genesis. It's going to be coming from Genesis
19.
I'm actually going to 18 first, 18 and 20.
What you got at 18 and 20?
We're going to find out together. I marked it in my notes.
Yeah, I'm like 18 and 20. What's up with that one?
We're going to find out together. So I'm reading from the King James Version right now. It says, behold, now the city is near to flee. Well, you know what? Let me do the NIV version. I'm sorry. Sorry, let me go do the NIV version. And it says...
18 what?
18 and 20. I got it. I had it. I'm trying to do it on this phone. Chapters 18. All right. My bad, people. All right. It says, the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin is so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. And then it says, that's what it's talking about when God first starts having a conversation about destroying Sodom. So I want to bring that in.
Mm-hmm. But hold on. You should go a little further.
I'm going to go. I was telling you why I read that.
No, I'm saying you're not going to go further into like reading more.
Of course. Okay. It says, then the men turned away and went toward Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham approached him and said, will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of 50 righteous people in it? Far be it for you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all of the earth do right? So the Lord responded back by saying, if I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Then Abraham spoke up again. Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if he sees the number of righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for the lack of 5 people? God says, if I find 45 there, I will not destroy it. Once again, he spoke to him, what if only 40 are found there? He said, for the sake of 40, I will not do it. Then he said, may the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there? God said, I will not do it if I find 30. Abraham said, now that I've been so bold to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there? I think Abraham started realizing how many people was inside.
Right, so he pretty much went all the way down. I ain't want you to read all that. Yeah. I mean, the scripture goes all the way down. Goes down to what, 5 or 10?
I think it's 10. All right, he went to 10. He said, then when the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left and he said, let me do the last one. May the Lord not be angry speaking to me, but if what only 10 can be found, God said, I will not destroy it if there's 10. All right, so here we are. In 19. Genesis 19, this is where the homosexuality, I think, assumption comes in right here. Two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. My lords, he said, please turn aside to your servant's house. You can wash your feet and spend the night and then go on your way early in the morning. No, they answered, we will spend the night in the square. But he insisted so strongly that they did not go with them, and they entered his house. He prepared a meal for them, baked bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they all had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, where are the men
Where are the men that came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so we can have sex with them. Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him. And he said, no, my friends, do not do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man. Let me bring them down to you and you can do what you want with them. But don't do anything with these men, for they have came under my protection. And they, of course, they didn't feel it wasn't fun. Get out of our way, they replied. And they can't, you know, and that's it goes on from there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So from what my understanding is, because the story doesn't go much farther than that, far as anything other than far as to why God destroyed the city. I have other scriptures to tell you why God destroyed Sodom. But in these scriptures, it just says God was going to destroy the city. Abraham talked them down basically to 10 people. The angels came in to destroy the city, but they're staying with Lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then people saw the angels, or men saw the angels, and they wanted to have sex with the angels because the angels appeared to them as men.
Right.
And so when people read that, they think that's why God destroyed the city, because of homosexuality was running rampant. And there's nothing that says that, though. What do you think, Pudge?
It's amazing on how people can just change the words in the scripture. Mm-hmm. And then, because in the original scripture, which is the King James Version, not even the New King James Version, the scripture says, and they called to Lot and said to him, we are the men who came to you tonight. Bring them out to us so that we may know them.
Okay.
So they switched up the words and put sex in there.
Hold on for a second. I hear you. Good. I'm sorry. I don't want to Kanye West you, but I got something for that.
You did Kanye West me already. Now, in the New King James Version, it says in parentheses, carnally.
Yeah.
Which means sexually.
Yeah.
So before, what were you going
to
say?
I can say to know in the Bible sex means to have sex.
Yeah, I know that. Oh, okay. I know that already.
Okay.
But when you, now here's, I'm about to give you all a definition of exergy. If you don't know what that is, that means to break down a specific word, that exact word in the exact text, and break that word down to find out its exact meaning. The way you do that is, you go to your strong, but you have to get like what's close to the original text. So what's close to the original text is the King James Version, Genesis 19:5, and in that text it says that we may know them. Now, of course, back in those days, I knew them and I slept with them, know them, may have had sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. In the Strong's and when you exegete this, actually break down the word know in Genesis 5, the actual word in the Hebrew language means yada. And that word is a primitive root to know, used in great variety of senses, figuratively, literally, some other words that's a long word.
Mm-hmm.
Going all the way down to, where is it at? The word know in that actual text mean understand, declare, teach, acquaintance, consider, tell, shew, show. So that actual word know means actually that we may come out, that we may get to know who you actually are. Remember, God was all about being kind and genuine to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his biggest thing, showing people love at that time. And the word know, it nowhere in the Strong's, when you exegete and break down this word in Genesis 5, does it say anything about
Genesis 5? It's
Genesis 19, 5. Okay. Verse 5.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. Nowhere does it say in the word know meant to have sex or to know them carnally. Well, to know them carnally is what you always find when you look for the word know or knew, when it actually meant that.
All right. But of course, even with that, you still got to read it in context, right? So, what does the next scripture say in the King James Version? After 5.
So Lot went out to them, threw the doorway, shut the door behind them, and said, please, my brother, he's offering up his daughters.
Yeah, so if they just want to know them and the, hi, you doing, I'm Stefan, get to know you, why would he offer his daughters, and even go as far as to say that his daughters are virgins? It sounds like he's trying to satisfy these guys carnally. So to me, it sounds like the no that they talk about here is to have sex with him.
Yeah, and that's
just
how
just going by Lot's response.
Yeah, and yeah. that's how I was raised. I was taught that this scripture was the reason why. But when I'm doing my own research,
yeah,
and I'm strictly on the actual research, that word no in the original text did not mean carnal. It meant so that we may actually get to know who you are. So that's why, and like I said, this is I'm just breaking down. I'm just actually all theologians do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it's I don't know.
Well, I don't see it that way. I actually think it does mean sex. I think it means that because just by Lot's response alone, even with the no and no,
uh-huh,
I think it means that by Lot's response. Now, I don't think it means that's why God destroyed the city. I think it do mean they want to have sex with these angels, uh-huh, which sounds really homosexual to me. You got these men, bring them out here so we can get to know them. Because even in Genesis, when Adam lay with his wife, he said, the Bible says Adam knew his wife and she became with child. But if you come back to where we are, 19:5, when it says know them, it doesn't, then that negates Lot's response. Why would Lot just freak out like, yo, please don't do this or thing? Whatever it was that they said, it disturbed him so much. This man went upstairs to offer these guys his virgin daughters.
Yeah, my thing is, it could have been, see, this is where assumption come in at. So we're assuming we're talking carnal because of Lot's response. But the fact is, the word no did not mean carnal.
You think you said when you looked it up, it had different meanings, though?
Yeah, none of the meanings had anything to do with sexual. They all the meanings that they, and people, when you go look up the Blue Letter Bible and the Strong's, when you look up the Strong's period, when you read all of the definitions of the word no, none of them, I mean, it's okay. Could they cunning, declare, be diligent, discern, yeah, discover, endue with familiar, friends, famous, feel, can have, knowledge, have, to known, to be known, skill, to be sure. Mm. Like, none of it has anything to do. And this is what the word yada means in the word in Hebrew.
Yeah,
So we're going by, and my thing is, I always look at it like, this is what we're reading. These aren't red letters. So I just me, when I'm reading, I always have to look at who the actual author was, yeah, and actually who wrote Genesis?
Moses.
Okay, Moses. So I'm looking at it like it's a story that's being told.
Yeah.
And in the story that's being told,
I don't know.
Like I said, we're pointing all this out. We're pointing all this out because it does seem like that's exactly what they want. It seemed like Lot was scared that y'all don't even know that these are angels.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to have sex with angels, and yeah, I'd rather offer up my daughters,
exactly,
versus that. So, and like I said, I grew up on that whole story. It was just 2 weeks ago when, yeah, I actually just exegeted the word myself when I was, yeah, like, wow.
Now, personally, I still think it means to have, that they want to have sex with the angels. But I will admit, though, that always stood out to me. That just sounded so weird. Like, these guys, all the dudes in the town came around to see, uh-huh, these two angels, and they want to have sex. But that's the first thing that comes to mind. That just don't sound right to me. Either way, whether it's no, as in, like, mm-hmm, Pudge is talking about, I would much rather think that was the case.
Right.
Who are these dudes you bring? Let's get to know them.
Right,
I would much rather believe that.
Right.
Or if it meant, hey, let's have sex with these angels. Let's game bang these angels.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
That's what they're saying. I know it does, but that's what they're saying. Because all these dudes saying, let's have sex with these guys. They said all the guys in the city came around and said that.
Right.
And then even if it was homosexuality involved, are all the dudes in the whole city homosexual at this point? Or was it a status thing to bang
some newcomers?
Know. Yeah, you know,
I mean, they
know.
Didn't know they were angels.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know.
So was it like, are you hiding newcomers, you know what, yeah, I'm saying, and trying to, well, I mean, not keep them for yourself, but, yeah, just trying to keep them safe from us. But,
yeah,
you know,
But either way, I'm sorry, Pudge.
No, go ahead.
But either way, what I'm trying to say, because I actually have a scripture that tells you why Sodom was destroyed. But people use these scriptures and draw that line like, that's why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, because of homosexuality, because they're trying to sleep with the angels. That's not why. Mm-hmm.
Because for one, that happened after God had already decided to destroy the city. But it doesn't mean homosexuality wasn't there.
Right.
But the Bible doesn't say that's why they destroyed. I actually have a scripture that will tell you.
Right. I'm waiting for you to get to that scripture.
Oh, okay. I didn't want
to
cut you.
I'm trying to parallel it back to 19:5.
Well, you want to go back to 19:5 or you want to go to my scripture?
No, I want you to go to your scripture.
Okay, my scripture is going to be in Ezekiel. This scripture comes from Ezekiel. It's Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 46. I'm going to start off there. And I'm going to just read it. Okay, and so some scriptures, when they talk about sisters and daughters, they're talking about nations birthed off of other nations.
Mm-hmm.
We agree, right?
Right.
Okay, so this is what God is saying. Your older sister was Samaria, who lived to the north of you with her daughters, and your younger sister, who lived to the south of you with her daughters, was Sodom.
Mm-hmm.
You not only followed their ways and copied their detestable practices, but in all your ways you soon became more depraved than they. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, your sister Sodom and her daughters never did what you and your daughters have done. Now, this was a sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, unconcerned, and they did not help the poor and needy. They were haughty and did detestable things before me. Therefore, I did away with them, as you have seen. None of that says homosexual. Now, homosexuality could be included, but it wasn't the sole reason. Because I'll go back and read it. It says, this is the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, unconcerned. They did not help the poor and needy. They were haughty and did detestable things before me. Therefore, I did away with them as soon as you have seen. So that tells me right there, it wasn't homosexuality as the main reason that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, at least Sodom. That's the other one it talks about right here in Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and if you read it in the King James, which I will go to, let's see in a minute.
I think it's more so on, that's my prayer. That'd be personal.
Okay. But anyway, I'm going to go back.
The helping the poor and the needy.
Yeah. He said, what was that? Ezekiel 16:46. I'm going to come back and read it in King James Version for some people who need it. And I definitely want to discuss it with you, too. I just want to read it in the King James Version real quick. All right. So. And then the King James Version says, and thine elder sister is Samaria, she and her daughters that dwell at my left hand, and thy younger sister that dwelleth at thy right hand is Sodom and her daughters. Yet hast thou not walked after their ways, nor done after their abominations, but as if it were a very little thing. Thou wast corrupted more than thy in all thy ways. As I live, saith the Lord, Sodom thy sister have not done, she nor her daughters as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, which I guess is gluttony, greed rather, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw good. Okay. But you got something.
No, go ahead.
So that's what the scripture says. Mm-hmm. So I agree. So to me, when I read that, it don't get any clearer than that. God strictly said, this is why I did this. He said they were prideful, they were fullness of bread, which I'm assuming either gluttony or greed, abundance of idleness, they were lazy, like they call it lazy in the other scripture, and they didn't strengthen the hand of the poor. If you look at the New Testament, feeding the poor is very, very prevalent in the New Testament.
Right, and that's, yeah. See, that to me personally, that's my personal. I feel personally is because, you know, they're not helping the needy or feeding the poor. You know, I think that just that to me personally, I think that's what really upset God the most.
Yeah, it may have. But one thing that wasn't mentioned.
Because everybody's sleeping with the same sex.
Yeah.
It wasn't. But
that can all still. That doesn't mean it wasn't a part of it. It just means it wasn't.
No, I definitely. There's in that scripture where it says they was doing all that.
Where?
I'm looking for it now.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely believe all that was definitely going on.
No, I agree that all that was going on. I'm saying
that's not the main, that's not the only reason, right, if it right. is a reason that God destroyed that city.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Because right. people, because you got, I don't want to say Bible thumpers, but you have people that will teach mm-hmm. wholeheartedly that that scripture means, when it talks about the one to sleep with the angels, that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of homosexuality.
Right.
That is not, according to the scriptures, that's not why he destroyed it.
Right.
He destroyed it for pride, laziness, selfishness, and not feeding the poor. And if you look at the Proverbs, the, you know, we all know Proverbs says, pride comes before the fall. Mm-hmm. There you go. So pride is a horrible thing in God's eyes.
Right.
Of course, abomination is a bad thing too. So, I mean, homosexuality is referred to as abomination, but other things are too. I'm not saying this by any means to condone homosexuality. I'm just saying that Sodom and Gomorrah, according to scriptures, according to my research, mm-hmm. was not destroyed because of homosexuality. The first thing that was mentioned was pride, then laziness, then greed, then laziness, and then it was something else, abominations, and it was not feeding the poor.
Right, right.
And so that's important. But if you look at the scriptures, if you look at the New Testament and even Proverbs, it talks about laziness being a horrible thing. It talks about pride being a horrible thing several times.
Yeah.
It talks about abominations. It also talks about feeding the needy and poor, feeding the poor and needy. It talks about that. Paul talks about, I'm sure Jesus talked about it. I can't give you specific scriptures at the moment, but I'm sure he talked about feeding the poor. Because as he said, the poor you always have with you, but me.
Yeah.
So he did talk about it.
Yeah.
But it was very important. But that can also be covered under the love of your neighbor as thyself. If you see someone in need, help them with that need.
Right.
Love thy enemies as thyself. You know, love thy enemies. So all the feeding the poor and all that good stuff was important. So if you got a city full of pride, pride is very detestable. The Bible says pride is detestable in God's eyes.
Yeah.
So it would make sense to me as to why those were enough for him to destroy. So I'm not, you know, God's decision is God's decision. But I'm saying, going by the scriptures, again, from what I read, Ezekiel 16:46-49 does not just say by any means suggest that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because homosexuality. It doesn't say that it wasn't happening. To me, of course it's happening. I don't see it. It's happening now in any city. So I don't see it far-fetched to know that wasn't happening there. And
I think it's been happening since the beginning.
Yeah, because they talk about it.
Yeah.
They talk about it in the Old Testament. They talk about it in the New Testament. But again, I'm not saying to condone homosexuality. I'm just saying that the scriptures that people use to try to say that that's why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, so America's going to hell because of homosexuality, I would say no. I disagree with that.
Yeah,
now, I would say we have a chance of being destroyed based on the pride, the greed, that stuff, yeah. The laziness, yeah.
That would be the government when it comes to pride and greed.
People are prideful too, but yeah. We live in a greedy society, period. And we don't feed the poor. We'd rather throw food away at the restaurants than to give it to the poor.
Yeah, anyway. Y'all would rather do that. America would rather do that, you know. That's why I said back to my
the government.
My personal opinion when I said like the poor and the needy.
Yeah, I got you.
Now, but not the poor and the needy. I'm like saying to myself, I think, because I still think that's real huge to God right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's real dear to Him. And something that when you go before the judgment seat of Christ, that's going to be something He's going to be judging you on. Like, how often did you take care of my people that were in need, that needed? Somebody just might have needed a smile one day, you know, which ain't even hard to give. You know what I'm saying? It's no money out of your pocket, no food that you have to give out. It's just all of that.
It could be anything. It could be patience. You know, they say the ones who had the worst attitudes, the ones who need the smiles the most, you know, grace.
Right.
I agree.
Now.
Well, go ahead, bud.
No, I'm like, going back to I have been taught, you know, all my life in church that these men wanting to have sex with angels was the reason why, you know, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Or, yeah, I've been taught that.
See, that didn't make any sense. They didn't know there's angels. That's right.
Yeah, they know there's angels. Right. You know, we're reading it, you know what I'm saying? And we're reading it coming from Moses' eyes, so you know he had the revelation that they were angels, but they didn't know. You know,
yeah, I got
a lot of angels look like human beings.
True.
So it's and still to this day, angels still can look like human beings. You just have no idea, you know, what you're entertaining when you're doing certain things. It's that the beautiful thing I love about dissecting and actually breaking down scripture is that you have to break down the full story. You have to break down everything, and then you have to go as far as trying to figure out, are there any books or passages that's actually missing in this whole story that can make sense of verses 5 all the way down to verse, like, starting at verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm simply saying that because it's like, that's the reason why I made the comment of us giving our opinion on what we both think versus off of what the exegete actually states the facts is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just me hypothetically, I'm like, okay, I just exegeted that word, and it says nowhere in the word that word no means sex. But when you hear Lot talking, it's like,
his response,
Lot sound like, you know what I'm saying, y'all just don't have no idea what y'all about to get yourselves into. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm offering up. So it looks like that, and it's like, it's a back and forth with facts with feeling or facts with opinions. And it's only because you don't know. Is there an entire book that's supposed to be in between these two verses or chapters?
It seemed like it should be more to the story than just that. To me, it seemed like it should have been a lot more to the story. I've always felt like
that's what I was trying to get around to without saying it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because I've been seeing people going on it. I've been seeing people talk about it, and I'm like, let me read this. I've read it several times. I went and read it today. I'm thinking, dang, that's all like two chapters? Like, not even two chapters, like one full chapter. Just like,
for God to allow the author to bring it back up in Ezekiel.
Yeah.
So it lets you know that it was paramount.
Yeah.
That this destruction, it was a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Because he brought it back up and compared it. So it wasn't just like no little fly by night type thing. So I'm like, you know, but this is when it goes to. I guess the point I'm trying to make to people is don't have a closed mindset, because, you know, when you are dissecting the word, it's only 66 books. And we've said before, there are a lot of other scrolls that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Some you have access to, some you don't have access to, but it's not the full story. It's not saying Sodom and Gomorrah is not the full story, but the 66 that you have isn't it. There are still more out there that if you are, you know, intrigued enough or curious enough,
mm-hmm,
that you'll actually, you know, saying, get more in depth into finding out some of them other scrolls to read other stories.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my take on it.
I agree. Study, show yourself approved, is what Pudge was trying to say. The study, show yourself approved. But yeah, you have to remain teachable. And the thing is, you know, And I'm not saying every teacher out there is not a sound or unsound teacher. Some teachers are unsound. Like Pudge said, he was taught that his whole life. A lot of churches teach that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that don't mean it's wrong or right, but what you have to do is look at it from an objective standpoint when you study the scriptures. Not through your pastor's eyes, not through your grandma's eyes, mm-hmm, not through my eyes, not through Pudge's eyes.
Right.
That's why the Bible says to study to show yourself approved.
Yourself.
Don't study to look through the pastor's eyes. You have to study to show yourself approved. And right, the moment I did that, that's when my eyes opened up and I was able to really see what God was really saying in these scriptures. A lot of stuff that people teach is misunderstandings, misinterpretations. Like you said, like, even, okay, say you're right. And I'm not saying you're wrong when you exegeted the word no.
Mm-hmm.
People wouldn't even look at that. You know what,
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody's like, amen, have sex with angels. Okay. But sometimes I think it takes a little bit more investigation. If something don't sit right with you, I would say definitely research it more.
Right.
Because even now as I'm going back and looking at these things that I was taught, I remember certain things I just had questions about but never got around to asking. Like, even right now, it's like, even the first time I heard the Sodom and Gomorrah story, you know, because you always taught a certain way, and then you read the story. So even if you was taught a certain way, when you read the story, your mind is automatically interpreting what you was taught, even though the story might be different than what you're reading. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I just thought, you know, when I was talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, it's about this these two wicked cities who was horrible, blah, 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 blah. It was rampant. Uh-huh. It's awful. So God destroyed them. Okay, cool. So, and then, you know, you read it. It's like, it's like one chapter.
Right.
Okay. And then after that, it's like, then as I got older and I read it for myself, I'm thinking, so God destroyed the city and the angels are coming in town, but these guys want to have sex with the angels. I thought that's a weird thing. I'm like, that's weird.
And I guess because, see, when I was looking at it, I'm like, I guess I looked at it like, wait a minute, you got to be really off your rocker to know that they're angels and still want to have sex with them.
Yeah, but even just two random men, I'm thinking, that's how people at the whole town came around and said, let us have sex with these dudes.
But then again, to me, oh man, I might rock a little feathers right here on this one, but hey.
It's crosstalk, Push.
All right, so.
We rock feathers up for a living.
Right, so, and I rock a little feathers because I might go a little too deep for people. It's actually not that far-fetched. It's not that far-fetched that you would want to have sex with angels. That's where Nephilims come from.
Okay, so we need to talk about Nephilims on another one.
You know what I'm saying? But that's where Nephilims come from. You know what I'm saying? Angels that have had sex with humans and had kids. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's where the giants and stuff come from. So,
and I got some information on that, too. That's interesting. I've been taught it that way, and I've heard some other contradicting stuff. So it's interesting. I want to dive into that one with that.
Right.
Yo, that's going to be a part of our whole angel series, huh?
Actually, we never did an angels one, have we?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we need to.
So we can do the angels one, then we can tie Nephilim one thing into it.
Yeah, because it's just a segue into like the fallen ones.
Just for look, man.
Right, I'm the same way. Steph got like a crayon piece of paint down, I'm telling, man. Yo, I've been trying to figure out what he been doing for the past 5 minutes, yo. He got an old crayon wrapper, yo, and he's hitting it like it's a cigar, like he's a little kid. And I keep looking at him like, what are you doing?
It's like we have a deep conversation and see, like, right, we have a deep conversation. They got the cigars in their hand.
He's like, it's just for the conversation, man. Just for the conversation. Yeah. I'm like, really, dude?
See, that's why we need the video.
We do.
So anyway, we definitely did do one on the angel. We do have it in our archives, and we have some other scripts, some other topics, definitely. But anyway, so that's my take on it. So again, my sum up is whether or not it was actually sex in this intercourse form, or to know you as in get to know you, like get to know you over a cup of coffee.
Right.
God, according to scriptures, I don't see anything to support that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah solely over homosexuality. Right. Ezekiel 16:46 kind of debunks that, in my opinion.
Right.
If you disagree, fine. Disagree. Anyway, you got anything else, Push?
Nah, I'm good, man.
All right, so we're gonna get to my whole spiel. So thank y'all for always tuning in to Crosstalk. We appreciate all our listeners. If y'all have any comments or questions or concerns or anything you disagree with, anything you need, anything we can help you with, hit us up at crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. Check us out at crosstalk.buzzsprout.com or Crosstalk on iTunes, TuneIn, SoundCloud, anywhere with a spell it with a K. Google us if you can't find us. Google us. Right. Text me or Pudge. We'll hit you up with the link. But thank you for all of our listeners. I'm not doing a shout-out yet. I'm just getting excited, giving our spill. So we got some new topics coming up. We're going to be talking about ghosts. We're going to talk about angels. I didn't say goats. So I want to make sure y'all understand.
Right. I was like goats?
No, we're not going to talk about ghosts.
We didn't discuss talking about ghosts, man.
G-H-O-S-T. We're going to talk about ghosts. We're going to talk about angels. We're going to talk about Nephilim. We're going to talk about some other topics that people surprise us with and hit us up with. But also, I just want y'all to know that we do appreciate all listeners. We are a very interactive show, but we don't always pull up topics from the audience. I don't want people thinking that the whole show is made up because everything that people give us to talk about. No, some stuff we come with on our own. Some stuff we just come to the table with and just kind of come out of a conversation. It's just random. It's a million different ways we come up with the topics. But our goal every show, 99% of shows is to give you something that nobody else is going to give you. Something that people don't want to talk about. The more controversial, the more distant people want to talk about it, we'll jump right in the head first. That's the 90%. The other 10%, we give you fun topics like our favorite movies and stuff. We know we can't beat y'all over head with seriousness all the time.
Right.
Because people get tired of it. So we live in a world where we can't just be serious all the time. I love to laugh. I love to have a great time. Pudge love to laugh too. You hear him laugh on the podcast. We love to laugh on the podcast. We love to laugh in real life. So you got to have that balance. Don't always be serious. I don't like talking to serious people all the time.
Not all the time.
I love having in-depth conversations, but it's got to be some humor, some laughter, somewhere, something light. Something is a balance. Yeah. But anyway, that's all I got, y'all. We got, let me get to the shout-outs, man. But thank y'all so much. We appreciate all the listeners. Shout-outs to the Crosstalkers Worldwide. Shout-out to my mom. Shout-out to Brandy. Shout-out to Alicia. Shout-out to November. Shout-out to Brenda. Shout-out to Eleanor. Shout-out to Ramil. Shout-out to Love Work Studios. Shout-out to Canada. Shout-out to Mexico. Japan's back rocking with us, baby. Shout-out to Denmark. Shout-out to Atlanta, Georgia. Stone Mountain, Georgia. Grayson Vera, Maryland. Always in the building. First and foremost on the front lines. Shout-out to Dublin, Georgia. Morrow, Georgia. Jonesboro, Georgia. Thank you for all of our listeners. Shout out to the newest listeners, because I know y'all telling people about us, so that's thank you right, for all the love you show us. I'm about to do a Steph Singing Big Pudge thing, but before we go, Pudge, I'm going to stop the shout-out just so you can make this announcement, because this is a dope announcement you got to make.
Dope announcement.
You don't know.
I got a dope announcement. Am I?
It's about a song. It's about a song. Yeah. Okay, tell us who you're introducing and why it's a dope announcement.
All right, it's a dope announcement, man. Because it happens. First of all, his name is Adapt the Intelligence. Bruh man just turned big 17 last week, and dude is just my man with this cigar, yo. This, he messed my whole thing. My man is Adapt the Intelligence. He's 17 years old. His lyrical skills is mind blowing. Like, he doesn't sound like the average 17 year old rapper you hear right now with all the mumbling going on. He actually has content. The kid is just nice. Like, you can find his music on SoundCloud, Adapt the Intelligence, and he just so happened to be my youngest son. You know what I'm saying? So I'm having a proud dad moment, man. The name of the song is called Gai Jing. Yeah. And I know G-I-J-I-N. I think it's Korean or Japanese. But look up the word Gai Jing and then go check my man Adapt out. Adapt the Intelligence. One time, Gai Jing.
Yeah.
Change from Marley to Uzi, and I'm like, oh god, it can be. My god, I miss Tupac and Eazy-E. In my mind, they embody me. A form of greatness, I am anxious to replace your calligraphy. I see the haters, they envy me. So get out of my light, you can shadow me. You're always doing things allegedly, and I never let you get the best of me, and I never let you get the rest of me. So just leave me alone while you're stressing me. Get yourself together, choreography. Drop a broken heart, a biography. Always ride for my bros like they ride for me, and get out of the way if you disagree. Cut up the problem like relish. See in the dark, call me Reddick. Birdman, but I said it. Put some respect on my name. Say you can shoot with your aim. I am the bestest, I care about the rest, and it's sad that you can't say the same. 2 Chainz like the name, but it's sad that you don't know the brain. Mortal Kombat, a fatality, or a brutality. Get out your head, it's reality. I just know my prayers proud of me. Nobody doubted me. Get the picture like photography. Give me a beat and I show out. Me and get you was a blowout. Man, it's not how I go out. Out of box, we gon' roll out. Mike Tyson with a knockout. Send me a bar for the rainy day, when I need to end you in one display. My spirits are hot like a Chick-fil-A, on a bad day, all I do is pray. Shout out to my man K, you the strongest cause you been through the rain. Shout out to my bro Bryson, without you my music wouldn't take flight. And shout out to my man Trail, you was there when I been needed help. All my brothers doing well, even the one that go hard in the cell. Shout out to my whole family, cause in the end they the ones that are blessing me. I am a fee for the finer things, and oh I thank God I'm a guy.